occasionally he sticks out his tongue and it's weird.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Brisbane.
Country, it seems. We're on an alpaca farm. This is Bluey. This is Noodle, and they are my new boyfriends for today. You guys ready to go? You ready to go, Bluey? Come on, let's go. As you can see, they're quite food motivated. Ooh, it feels so weird. It's like really furry and warm and with a hint of tongue. Okay, this one uses teeth. I like your haircut. It's very chic. Thank you for not running away and not trampling me. Oh my goodness, he's making like little hiccupy sounds. Do you have heartburn? Was it all the cheese? Well, cheers.
We're here at a higher altitude now. We're at O'Reilly's Rainforest Retreat, where we'll be staying for 2 nights. We're gonna go check out our mountain villa, and I'm super excited for a host of activities we have lined up, like a bird walk, we have a Segway tour, and a sunset viewing experience, which is going to be magnificent because we're up here on the mountain.
It's 7 a.m. and we're here to try and spot some birds. We're going to bait them with some crushed walnuts and sultanas.
Because a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
We've just learned about the bower bird because he builds these little bowers to attract females. And he also collects blue objects. You can see lots of empty bottle caps and even little toys. Fascinating. He's still not shown up. I'm Blue though.
We've got a helipad and we are about to fly out of here to our next destination. In there now.
Hello, man. Nice to meet you. My name is Robert.
A little bit of a Keanu Reeves vibe going on, right? Do you see it? Do you see it? Do you get that all the time?
I get that quite often, actually.
Tell me about the wines.
So our wines are very special in the way that we have imported Italian and Spanish grape stocks a few years ago, but we do grow all of the grapes and the vines right here on the Overflow estate. Even though it's an Italian grape or a Spanish grape, it has that Australian flair, which comes from the soil, it comes from the weather, and it comes from this beautiful estate.
I You're very lucky on this trip because it happens to be sunflower season. Look at this beautiful field of flowers all facing towards the sun. Off to feed the camels. There you go. I love it when he does this. Give me food. Honey macadamia camel milk gelato. It's actually super delicious. Would not have imagined.
This is the Australian native fern.
Yes.
And the really cool thing is that these are native to this specific area within Australia. So these are actually from my trees, and I thought we might do a little tasting.
It pops in your mouth. It's really quite turgid, so the pop is like a good crunch. And it's very acidic. This is Herman House. We're staying here for tonight. It's a beautiful heritage house that was built in the 1800s and lovingly restored. It was one of the oldest houses in the town of Kalbar, where we are for tonight. We're in the middle of a four-wheel drive down a beach. Yes, it's an actual road along the beach. There's a speed limit and everything. You'll see cars coming up and down. I've never driven along the beach before, and it's exhilarating. We're gonna explore the Noosa Everglades. It's the only Everglades in Australia and one of only two in the whole world. I think I'm doing okay. I'm in the canoe. The canoe's not on top of me. Today, canoeing. Tomorrow, champion dragon boater. Help! Are you going my way? This is Brandy. She's very sweet. She feels quite hefty. When I came to Queensland, I had no idea what to expect, but it has been richly rewarding. We've gone from mountains to beach, we've seen astounding natural beauty, we've interacted with wild animals. There have been things that have completely come out of left field that you would not expect, like finding an amazing restaurant in the middle of a little town. But for me, I think the best thing is always the people, and the people here have been lovely. Meeting so many people who have, through their passion and ingenuity, transformed
and reinvigorated their local communities and advocated for their environments. And to me, I think that's what makes a place special.